Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
The moment you begin to speak, your listener is starting to form an opinion. They are deciding whether you're a pro or a rookie, whether you're knowledgeable or clueless, an authority or an amateur. It's not the best idea that wins the room. It's not the fanciest credentials or the smartest person or even the best looking. It's the person who's the strongest communicator. You are here because you already know the power of speaking. You know it's one of the fastest, most powerful ways to reach the people you're meant to serve, to move them to action and change their lives. And I believe we need leaders who are willing to step forward and take risks and say something that matters. I believe that's you. And I'm glad you're here. I believe there are people out there who need your perspective, your experience, your voice, not someone else's voice, your voice, not next year, now. And at the same time, the definition of stage has exploded. It's not just keynotes anymore. It's podcasts, social media, community spaces. Anyone can put themselves out there and call themselves a thought leader, which means in some ways, it's never been easier to get in front of people. And that also means it's never been harder to stand out once you're there. This is where even the most capable, brilliant people stall. You might be thinking, well, I don't know how to stand out, so never mind, I'm not going to do it. Or I should already be doing it now, by now. How come she's figured it out and I haven't? Or maybe the idea of getting on any stage still makes your stomach drop. Maybe you've got 1,000 ideas and no idea how to organize them. And if you're anything like so many of the people that I work with, you're amazing at what you do. And there's still that low-grade fear running in the background that says, what if I get the opportunity and then I fall flat on my face? Or maybe you're like, give me the mic. I'm ready. Let's roll. Let's cue it. I'm in. Wait, what do I do next? If any of that feels familiar, you're in the right place. You are not alone. There is a lot of confusing information out there about what it takes to become a successful speaker. And here's the truth. No matter how experienced you are, no matter how brilliant you are at your work or how passionate you are about your message, if you can't communicate about it with clarity and confidence, your people are going to follow the person who can. Period. So I know at some point you said, I want to speak. What I want to do is help you move towards being able to say, I nailed it. That's what we're going to focus on today, how to get yourself onto stages, the right stages, how to get clear enough so that people choose you, and how to show up in a way that moves the room once you're there. I want to tell you a little bit about me. I'm Johanna Walker. I've spoken on conference stages, networking stages, the TEDx stage. I won a Moth Story Slam. I hosted a Story Slam in Boulder, Colorado for 10 years, so I've been swimming in stories for a long time. But when I was a girl, I sometimes went for days without speaking. When I was in second grade, I was bored in school. I told my parents I was bored. My dad went down to the teacher and he said, Johanna's an artist. She loves to dance and draw and paint. Just the other day, she said, if I was the teacher, we'd make more art. So the next day, Mrs. Noble walks into the classroom. She marches up and down the rows of the desks that were all in straight rows. And she stands in front of my desk, crosses her arms, glares down at me and said, Johanna, how about you teach the class today? Mind you, this was not a call to leadership. This was a power move. This was a threat. But because I was a good girl who did what I was told, I made my way to the front of the room. When I got there, I stood in utter terror and total silence. I didn't say a word. I stood there for what felt like an eternity until she finally released me. She said, "Is it okay if I teach the class today?" So I nodded my head and took my seat. that was the day I decided it wasn't a good idea to speak up and ask for what I needed, share an idea, or ask for help. And I stayed good and quiet and well behaved for many, many more years. It wasn't until years later that I found my way back to my voice through poetry and solo theater. I was writing and performing my own work, telling my story of silence, deeply personal, vulnerable stories. That was my doorway back to myself, back to my voice. I was still terrified every time I got on stage, but I loved it. I felt alive there. I worked with adolescent girls and women in jail, helping them tell their stories too. Then I had an opportunity to coach a colleague who was preparing for a TEDx talk. I helped her, and I was like, oh, that was cool. I hung my shingle as a speaking coach. When I realized that meant I would have to speak myself, I face planted again in my old story of I have nothing to say. To stand up as a thought leader and share my ideas, to speak in a way that invited someone to work with me, that felt impossible. So I did what I thought I was supposed to do. I studied the speak to sell models, the bro marketing techniques, the formulas for closing from the stage. I felt icky. It wasn't me. I could move people emotionally. I could get applause, but I couldn't convert a room to save my life. I told people how speaking could get them clients, but I wasn't getting clients. I felt like a fraud. The shift happened when I stopped trying to follow the formulas that everyone else said worked. I started getting crystal clear about who I was and how I helped people. Clear about the transformation I create. And I started telling the truth about that. When I did that, something changed. People started coming up to me after talks and saying, I want to do what you do. Will you help me? And I started converting 50% of the rooms I spoke to. Not because I mastered some closing script, but because people could see themselves in what I shared. They could see a clear path forward. I learned that being a successful speaker isn't about passion alone. It's not about expertise alone. It's definitely not about copying someone else's formula. It's about consistent action and crystal clarity. When your message is clear and it's genuinely yours, your audience doesn't feel sold to. They feel seen. And that's what turns listeners into loyal clients. That's why I care so much about doing this work. Anyone can get on a stage and talk. We see it every day, right? Fluff, filler, AI-generated talking points, manipulative sales jargon. I'm not interested in helping you add to that. AI can help you with that. I want to help you say something that matters, something that is grounded in your lived experience, your deepest wisdom, and the change you create for people. That's what truly cuts through the noise. And ultimately, that's what leads to the sale. So most people think when they're ready to speak, first thing I need is a talk. I'm going to write a great talk. I'm going to pitch it. Then I'm going to make a shiny website, a speaker sheet, speaker reel, spend thousands of dollars making a speaker reel. Okay, ready to go. Those are all useful and very important assets for sure. But what you need is a stage. Because a talk only becomes real when it has somewhere to land. An actual audience forces you to get specific about the value you bring. A date on the calendar sharpens your thinking and puts you in gear. So what I recommend, if you want to speak, what's next? Get a date on the calendar. Go before you're ready. That date is going to get you to write the dang talk, and it's going to give you so much information. I often work with folks who've booked their first keynote, and they freak out and they need help creating it. I also work with a lot of new speakers. And when I work with someone who's new to speaking or, you know, who's done some speaking but doesn't have a date on the calendar, that's where we start. How do they answer the question, what do you speak about? In a way that makes someone lean in. Then we build on one simple habit, consistent outreach. Only then do we work on the talk. Because a great talk isn't going to do you any good if you don't have a stage to deliver it on. So you're like, okay, cool. How do I do that? Let's talk about it. Getting booked to speak is not mysterious. It's relational. It comes from conversations, usually with people who already know you, who trust you, and have seen your work. Your first stage or your next stage is most likely going to come from your network than from a cold application on the internet, which means you have to nurture your network and let people know you're a speaker. So tell everyone you know, without apology, own it, put it in your bio, say it when you introduce yourself, talk about what you speak about and who you speak to. Let the people around you connect the dots for you. Have conversations, warm ones, cold ones, follow-ups, introductions. This isn't something you do after everything else is finished. It becomes part of your daily operations. It's your first move, not your last. During COVID, I like to tell this story, when everything disappeared overnight, all my speaking, all my events, everything that was on the calendar canceled, I first waited thinking, I'll give it 3 or 4 months, and when this is over, then I'll get back to it. When it became clear that it wasn't going to be over, I said, oh no, I got to do something. So here's what I did. I reached out to my network and I asked a question. What rooms are you part of now? Within 3 days, I had 3 introductions, 3 conversations, and then 3 speaking gigs. Anytime things are slow, I look around and say, oh, I haven't been doing consistent outreach. Then boom, I pick up the phone and something happens. That's the shift. It's not passion or expertise that makes you a successful speaker. It's clarity and consistent action. So right now, make a list of 5 people you can contact this week. Pick up the phone and start having conversations. It's simple. It's not easy, because it'll most likely kick up a lot of your old stories, but that's what it takes, and it works. Because the moment you put that date on the calendar, everything changes. You might freak out a little and feel like you're not ready. That's okay. Your ideas will organize, your message will sharpen, your confidence will grow, and then anything is possible. I want to note that part of my free gift that I'm offering is a speaker's toolkit, and in it I share conversation scripts for these conversations. So be sure to download that speaker's toolkit and grab those scripts. So first thing, to answer the question of what's next, nurture your network without apology. Have conversations. Go before you're ready. Second thing, I'm going to tell a story. When I first started my business, I took a marketing workshop. The assignment was simple. Go home and describe what you do in 140 characters. At the time, that was the Twitter limit. So we were to do a Twitter pitch. I went home and obsessed over it. I made sure it was exactly 140 characters. I toiled. The next day, when we presented our pitches, people stood up and rambled way past the limit. And I remember thinking, that's not fair. I followed the rules. I'm a good girl. And they got more airtime. But then after the session, someone came up to me and said, that was amazing. Will you come speak to our group? That was my first speaking gig 13 years ago. Wasn't because I was the most experienced person in the room. It's because I was clear. That's the kind of clarity that gets you the gig. That's what gets someone to say, will you speak to our group? Now, once the gig is booked, a different kind of clarity is required. Because now the question isn't, what do you do? The question is, what are you here to help us, your audience, see differently? That's where your big idea comes in. I call it your genie gem. It's the perspective shift you want your audience to have. Not your bio, not your expertise, not a boatload of content, not your whole body of work. It's the one idea that helps them see their problem in a new way and to see possibility on the other side of it. Your positioning gets you invited. Your big idea is what makes your talk matter once you're in the room. So many speakers think the talk is about delivering information or proving their expertise, impressing the audience, or teaching. They want to deliver value, so they teach, they teach, they teach. But what audiences actually remember and what they respond to is the moment something clicks. They don't need a boatload of information. They need an aha. That's the genie gem. And once you have that, it becomes your North Star, your guiding light, and everything else in the talk starts to organize itself around that. Let me give you an example. Logan is a client I had. He was the founder of a $50 million e-commerce company, brilliant business visionary, terrified of public speaking. When he was invited to give this keynote at a conference of 2,000 founders, he thought he needed to give numbers and tactics and strategy, how to have success on Amazon. That's what he thought people wanted. Instead, he told a story that pointed directly to his big idea. He told the story of how he got to where he was, the uncertainty, the mistakes, the decisions, and the insight he had because of that journey. The insight is what was key, the discovery that he made. And for him, it was getting the right people in the right seats and trusting them transforms your business. That idea was the heartbeat of his talk. Everything in his talk pointed to that idea. And it shifted how founders saw their own leadership. His vulnerability and his humanity made people trust him. His credibility made them listen. But it was the clarity of that idea that gave them something to carry with them after the talk. He didn't share a single spreadsheet and got voted second audience favorite of the entire conference because of a story and an idea. So it's not passion alone, it's not credentials alone. Those are important, but it's when those are organized around a central idea, a clear point of view, that a talk starts to move people. That's what audiences want more than ever now. AI can give them tactics and answer how to and even design strategy, but what they can't get from AI is your lived perspective or your willingness to take a stand and a risk. Speakers don't get booked because they're passionate about speaking. They get booked because they're crystal clear. They can't have the impact they want to have if they don't get booked. So that's my genie gem. That's what I want you to walk away with. Your passion isn't going to win the stage. Clarity is. So we've talked about getting the gig and getting clear on your idea. The next piece is the one that actually makes the idea land with another human being, and that's story. Every powerful idea is carried by a story, and every story points back to an idea. The two work together. Most people hear, tell more stories, you got to tell more stories, and then they immediately get lost. They don't really know what a story is, which stories to tell, or how to tell them well. They either wander through too many details and lose the audience, or they say, I don't have time for a story, and then they cut the story entirely and lose the emotional connection that makes the idea stick. A story is not a rant, a resume, or a deep dive into your personal history. A story is change. Something is different at the end than it was at the beginning. A story shows us how someone got from one side of the moat of fire-breathing dragons to the other. And that change always points back to an idea. If you can't name the idea your story is illuminating, it probably doesn't belong in your talk yet. So I saw this clearly with Paige. She was a client who built a healthcare app after a painful experience navigating her mother's cancer. When she entered a pitch competition with a $75,000 prize, her pitch when she came to me was focused on bottom line functionality. She didn't want to tell the story of her mother. It felt too personal, and she only had 5 minutes. She said, these folks want the bottom line. After she lost two rounds of mock competitions, she came to me and said, okay, fine, I'll tell the story, which showed the human cost of fragmented care. She won the $75,000. I call that a $75,000 story. That's what story does. Telling the right story at the right time and telling it well translates your idea into something people can feel and remember. It helps your audience cross the moat with you. So, to wrap up, you get the gig by taking action and having conversations. You own the gig by being clear about what you stand for. And you move people by telling stories that make your idea visible. But none of it matters if you don't step up and speak. This is the part where so many people get hung up. They wait till the talk feels finished, until their nerves are settled, until they feel more prepared, more credentialed. I hate to break it to you, but that moment may never come. Confidence is not something you acquire before you speak. It's something you build by speaking, by raising your hand, saying yes, and putting yourself in rooms where your voice actually has to land. I see this all the time in my Speakers Playground program, my online practice group. People join because they want to grow as professional speakers. But what happens is the power that they find ripples out into the rest of their lives. And somebody came to me recently and said, I came to get better at speaking, but I left better at life. That's what happens when you show up for yourself. You get connected to your power and you get to use that in all parts of your life. When you say yes before you're ready, it builds clarity, it builds confidence, it changes how people experience you and how you experience yourself. So if you're sitting there thinking, I want to speak, here's what comes next. Pick up the phone, and I do mean the actual phone. Get crystal clear about your big idea. Tell a better story and raise your hand. Say yes. Stop waiting to feel ready. Start building the muscle in real time. You don't wait for confidence. You build it by doing the thing. The world doesn't need more people talking just to fill space. It needs people who are willing to stand up and say something that matters. So if you hear the call, it's there for a reason. I'm excited to see you out there. I can't wait to hear your story. Don't forget to download my free gift. Lots of tools in there for telling better stories, for getting yourself out there. And I'm excited to see what you're able to create once you claim your place on the stage.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.